Chris.
Marcus.
We're back.
We are back.
It's divisional round. What did they say? It's the best week of football. That's what they say. That's the
saying. I'm a happy man. Hey, yeah, I'm a happy man.
Happy man. So we're back, guys. It is a little pocket awareness. You know what to do. Hit the subscribe button on iTunes. If you're listening on iTunes, if you're a new listener, I know we got some new listeners this past couple of weeks. Hit the subscribe button, please. If you need to listen, man, you know, don't get the plays up and then don't hit the subscribe button. So, you know, hit the subscribe button, please. Then go ahead, you know, download. If you're listening on Spotify, you found it on Spotify, hit the download button on Spotify, please. Go ahead and check that out. You know, and then make sure you follow us on Twitter. We actually got a couple more followers on Twitter too. ALPA_QB1. Make sure you follow us there too. And then follow us on Instagram, ALPA_QB1, Instagram, and then a little pocket awareness on Facebook. And then go ahead and follow me at the Mark John NFL, and then follow Chris at King Manelos. So ahead, make sure you guys hit all those things. And like I said, if you're your first time, listen, just hit the subscribe button, leave a review. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, tell us what you think.
Tell us what
if you
think.
Don't like what we have to say, go ahead and let us know you don't like what we have to say.
I mean, you gave us the play. You played it, you know what I mean? Give us a review. All right. How you feeling, Chris? Are you feeling good? It's divisional round for the Packers. Man. You know,
I got my home field advantage.
Okay.
It's gonna be cold. It's gonna be cold. It might snow. More than likely it won't, but it's definitely gonna be cold.
Okay.
And I like that 3:30 p.m. start time. So you get to feel it's going to get colder and colder and colder as the game goes on.
Okay.
So, we'll see how Aaron Donald's ribs feel when he's getting smacked around in the cold weather. I can tell you from personal experience, that is an awful feeling.
Yeah.
And it definitely takes some getting used to.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard for him to breathe for sure. So, yeah, so it's going to be some great games this week. We've got a lot to cover. We're going to recap the last week a little bit, you know, go over, you know, a little bit of playoff games from last week. And then we're going to talk a little college football weekend. You know, Alabama, you know, won the national championship. We talk a little quarterbacks there. Is it Mac Jones, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, whoever you want to, you know, we're going to get into that. And then we're going to get into a little Tua. We got some little some players got some thoughts. And then his matchup with Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun, yeah.
There's a lot of talk. He wants to go to Miami, which I thought was interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Like, is that personal or is that what you really want to go to? Is that a personal thing? You want to live in Miami, don't you? That's what that is. and then, of course, we're going to hit the playoff games. You know, give us our picks. We're going to give you our picks. You know what I'm saying? Chris is undefeated last week. I have one.
Had a big week. I got it. I got the big W there. My upset special, which I did not pick. Because I couldn't go against Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But I did say there would be some problems with that Washington football team, and they were problematic.
See, but they had the wrong problem, though. It was Tyler Heinicke was ended up being the problem, not the defense.
I mean, the defense is a little bit of a problem.
They're right. I mean, Tom Brady's terrible. I hate Tom Brady. Tom Brady's he's terrifying me right now. He's like, he's too hot. He's getting too hot at the wrong time. Like, you need to relax.
I'm excited to talk a little bit about the old man bowl that's going to go on in New Orleans.
The old man bowl. All right, so let's start with last week. Let's start with Colts Bills. What did you think of that one, Chris? I thought it was a great game. I thought Josh Allen balled. I thought he was a difference maker. I thought the Colts had a good game plan for him, and he. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a very good showing for him. I thought.
I have a new concern. Actually, it's not a new concern. I'm still not. I'm going to be in the same position that I was about Patrick Mahomes after his first season. And into his second year, I'm in that position when it comes to Josh Allen. The one thing that I wanted to see to really tell me if he's at that next level or not is the last drive that Buffalo had. They had an opportunity to put the game away.
Well, I know where you're going with this.
He didn't do it.
And he did the typical Josh Allen. I hold the ball too long, and he almost fumbled that game away.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm very concerned what happens next season for the Buffalo Bills, because now that he's had this year under his belt, he's going to have an off season under his belt. Is he going to really put the work in after having so much success? Like this is what will separate him. Is he going to join the elites? Is he going to put the extra work in during this next off season? Or is he going to go this off season saying, You see how good I did last year? I don't need to put more work in.
Yeah. I think he'll keep working. I think he's a hard worker.
I do too, because he has done that throughout his career so far. So I think he will put the work in. But I am concerned about the way that he finishes a football game when it's close. And I'm really concerned, especially if that offensive coordinator is gone.
See, it's not when he finishes a game when it's close. It's when he finishes a game when he has the lead. I think if he was down, because the whole thing was the Colts, like when they kicked field goals, whatever. If they would have kicked the field goal on fourth down, what would have happened? The game would have been tied, right? When he got the ball, what you're talking about. And I think Josh Allen's a totally different quarterback when he is down and they need a score. I think he's super clutch, but I do think that he tries to do too much when they have a lead. So you have the situation where he's so lucky that they got that fumble, because if they didn't get that fumble, bro, they might lose. And that's what we're talking about.
He can't
win a playoff game and he blows it. That's what we're talking about. He was that close to that happening. So that's the crazy part.
Philip Rivers got the ball and he had an opportunity to really take and cement his Hall of Fame career. But he didn't do it, Marcus. He didn't do it.
Though, man. He had a good
He did play well, but that's been Philip Rivers' entire career. He plays really well, but he has not had that defining moment to put him to the next level.
He's Ken Anderson right now. That's what he is.
He's a phenomenal quarterback, but he's not on that next elite level.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's Ken Anderson right now. I mean, should he be in the Hall? Probably, but should he be in the Hall? Probably not. You know, at least Ken Anderson has an MVP though. That's actually kind of, you know, and he's played a Super Bowl. Ken's played, so maybe I'm going too far.
Giving Philip a little, But it sounds like he may be done. The towel being thrown in. The conversation coming out of Indianapolis and their pressers, the focus is on the quarterback position.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, because that was his first wild card loss. I didn't know that was his first wild card loss. I think that was
interesting. Wow, I did not know that either.
Yeah, he was 4-0 in wild cards going into that. So that's why I thought they're gonna. After I saw that, I'm like, oh. And then he started playing really well. I'm like, oh, this is wild card Phillip.
Dude, he got the ball back. I was sitting there going, here we go. I was ready for that moment, for how it all played out. I saw Josh Allen give it away and give the Colts a chance to win that game. And the Colts just, they didn't capitalize.
No, they didn't. They had a chance, man. They had a chance.
There was a chance. Absolutely. Absolutely.
What can you do? You can't do anything. But I mean, he had a good performance. I mean, I wonder if he's coming back. You know, they're talking.
Who knows?
They said today at the presser that if he wants to come back, they'll take him. That's what they said.
Oh, sure.
So I don't know. Like, but how much does he have left? You know what I mean? His arm was never good in the first place. That's what the thing about kids, guys like him is, like, he never
had those out. His left tackle's gone. So I don't know if he's going to come back and take a beating with a rookie over there.
I don't know. I don't know if Phillip should come back. I mean, that arm at the end of the game didn't look very good. It didn't look very.
There was a lot of oomph behind it to try and get it.
And he always pushed the football anyways. He always is a pusher. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? He got away with that for that. You can't get away with that at 40. You can't. Uh-uh. Maybe at 25. At 40, no. Ain't happening, bro. Sorry, Phillip. Sorry about that. All right. Next matchup. What was it? Next was Rams-Seahawks, which
I told you. Got the Colts, got the Bills right, got the Rams right. You went with the Seahawks.
I went with the Seahawks.
I told you the Rams. You know, Russell's magic has been gone after week like six. And that is probably, if I'm looking at the playoff teams as a whole, I think Seattle was the worst team in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna go that far. I mean, the Redskins are the worst team. The Bears too. Come on, bro. The Bears.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay.
You're going too far.
I'm going too far. I'm going too far. But that,
the Bears are in the playoffs.
That team has had a problem, and they got their lucky ways to get them into. I mean, they lost to the Giants, Marcus, at home.
Yeah, but they were playing better defense. I think their defense played well enough for them to win in this game. I just think that Russell Wilson just he's gotten to a point where
Marcus, what was the final in that game? You said their defense played well enough. They gave up 30 points, Marcus.
When you have your quarterback is like 7 for 30, like what do you expect, Chris? I mean, they held for a long time. That game was close.
They gave up 100. They gave 135 rushing yards to Cam Akers by himself.
Yeah, but the game was close, man. I mean, the game Jared was
Goff
not
doesn't
out of
have
that.
A thumb on his throwing like, hand. Like Marcus.
If you look at the scoring summary here, okay?
No, it was close until the end.
Yeah, it was a close game. Okay, it was a close, right? It wasn't like nothing crazy.
The Rams didn't have Donald coming up the middle.
And remember, Russell threw a pick six. So I mean, it was 20-10 at halftime, but they only scored 13 points in the defense. Russ threw a pick six. So remember that. I'm telling you,
Russ was great at turning the ball over the back half of the season. So yeah. You don't have to remind me of that.
I know. So and he was 11 of 27. Ugh, it's ugly.
That's some Josh Allen numbers right there.
11 of 27. And you know, his problem, and I follow a lot of guys in Seahawks Twitter. You know, shout out my dude Matty Brown. He covers Seahawks. And you know what they're saying is
he's got nobody blocking for him for years now.
It's not even that. Hear me out. This is what they're saying. They're saying the reason why Russell Wilson falls off at the end of the year is because he's so dependent on deep passes. And then you cannot complete deep passes at a high rate throughout the whole season. So he comes out throughout the year, the beginning of the year, he's just dropping all these dimes to DK Metcalf. We're like, DK Metcalf's best receiver in the league. They're just dropping dimes everywhere, Then all of a sudden, you know, it gets colder. It gets a little, you know, it gets a little harder. And then, you know, you can't, that deep ball, it's just not falling where it used to. And then you're starting to miss them. You know, because deep passes are hard. I mean, like, I think the top completion percentage on PFF for a deep pass is 50%. So if Tom Brady's not kidding
when they call him 50-50 balls. Like, that's where that comes from. It is not easy to throw the ball. Those guys are so fast. It takes so much time to get on the same page with somebody, to be able to drop a ball right in the breadbasket over the barn when they're going full speed. And these guys are running 4.3s, 4.4s. They are fat. Do you know how hard it is to get back in a 5-7-step drop and get the ball out fast enough to be able to throw it deep enough so that they're still running full speed underneath it? It is impossible.
I know. And that's what I'm saying. And that's why he starts falling off, because he just has – it's so unstable. You can't do that. You can't depend on – he's got to be able to learn how to pick people apart. I don't know. You know, at this point, what is it, like year 12? What is this?
He's not year 12. Don't go there.
I'm going too deep here. But, I mean, he's been playing since 2012. So, so he was year 10 this year. So, he's going on to year 11, right? Come on, bro. You got to check down by now, dog. Just check down.
Well, so that offense has never been a check down offense. It's never been a check down offense.
Like, and he won't throw in the middle of the field, and that's probably because he's short. It's a lot of things that are creeping up and are showing on why he hasn't been back to the Super Bowl, or why he can't get past the division around with the Legion of Boom. I'm just, you know,
Russell was my original. The reason you're there is because of your defense.
And then
Cam took it, and then now all of a sudden Russ is a walk in 10 wins.
He is, Chris.
I'm giving you. I'm giving you your props for calling him that. He's a walking 10. I'll give it to you, but they are one and done in the playoffs unless they can figure out, like, making a change in the offensive coordinator. Good, but that team has always been about the defense and a running game. Always.
And that's what Pete Carroll. That's why he fired Shoddy, because Shoddy wanted to pass, and he's like, well, I don't think Russ cooks that well, so. You know, he doesn't. He's not a fan of Russ cooking, so he wants to.
he was a fan of the Super Bowl when he's throwing it on the 1 yard line.
So I saw one person put, "Let Russ DoorDash." it's true, man. Like, he's got to learn. Which that's what I'm saying. It's year 11. Is he ever gonna check down at this point? Like, if it's year 4, I'd be like, he's gotta learn to check down. But it's year 11, bro. Like, he is what he is. I mean, what is he changing? He's gonna check down now? Yeah, okay, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean. Like, it's kind of pointless at this point. He is what he is. He's gonna live and die by the deep ball.
But we're gonna find out what happens next year, because that's gonna be a brand new offense.
I know, but he's still gonna live and die by the deep ball. He's been doing that his whole career. That's how the Legion of Boom used to win. They used to run, play defense, and then Russ would hit like 5 deep balls in a game, and they would win. He would throw the ball 5 times, they'd all be 20 yards on the field. His YPA is like 10. He has a touchdown around like a 7. You know, that's all they used to do. So like, and that's what he's been doing his whole career. So, but he's got to learn how to. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying these things. Like, he's got to learn to check down. He's 33. Like, what am I saying here, Chris? I can't. He is what he is. He's gonna throw deep. He's gonna rely on playing backyard football and throwing deep down the field. That's what he's gonna do. And it's not stable enough for you to win. If he wants to win, he's got to check down. He's got to pick people apart. He's got to test.
They get lucky, so it works out for him. He gets those 10 wins and they're in the playoffs.
Exactly, man. So we got Buccaneers versus the football team. Tyler Haneke.
He did.
He had a game of his life. He played well, man. I watched.
He did. He looked really comfortable. He looked really good. I was very impressed with his pocket awareness.
Yeah, he did.
He was able to manipulate rushers into staying engaged with the tackles and the guards just by the way that he was moving around in the pocket. Buying himself a little extra time to either leave the pocket or to find a check down. Mm-hmm. I was very, very impressed with how he did coming off the bench like that.
Yeah, I watched JT O'Sullivan's QB school, which is a recommender for anybody listening.
Yeah, absolutely. That is fantastic.
Yeah, so I watched that with him, and he did Tyler Haneke. Tyler Haneke, he played really well. He did. I mean, he played really well, but Tampa did give him some easy coverages. I was watching that. They're like, okay, who's this guy?
Coming out the gate, his wide receivers were not helping him.
I know.
They dropped some big balls.
Yeah. Yeah, but he did play really well. I just hope the Redskins fans, goddamn it, football team fans, the football team fans, they realize that, that maybe, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he can be a starter going forward. That's just my.
No, opinion. I don't know that he's going to get a shot because he's an undrafted guy. You think he will?
I think he's going to get a shot. I think he's going to get a shot.
I think that the Washington football team is one of the teams that is likely to draft a quarterback. I think that they're likely to bring in one of the big free agents.
They're too high, though, aren't they? They're going to be in the 20s, bro. I don't think.
There's still guys that are going to be there.
I bet you anything.
Mac Jones. That's Mac Jones level. I know. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
But that's Kyle Trask. Mac Jones.
See. I think he actually will be the starter because I feel like way football is, man. Like, oh, he did. Look the way he played in the playoffs. You got to give him a shot. And
if the team rallies around him. You gotta.
He's smart though. I mean, he played well enough. It's just the arm. When those guys, the undrafted guys, it just comes down to their arm. Do they have the arm enough to keep that, to sustain a good career as a starter? Because you could come and be a backup with that arm, but I don't know. I just feel like teams are gonna start trying to make him.
Yeah,
throw to the sidelines and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
You kind of hit the nail on the head with how the defense was playing him. They didn't take him seriously the entire game.
I know they did it. That's why I watched it.
The entire game, they didn't take him seriously. And that's what happens in those situations. Like the defense is an NFL defense and they are cocky. And they are like, I'm a starter on an NFL defense. You're a backup. Like, what are you going to do? And it happens the same way every single time.
I'm actually
a little nervous if Blake Bortles comes into the game against the Packers.
He'll just start running on you. That's what he'll do.
I know. It makes me nervous. He won playoff games in Jacksonville. He knows how to win a playoff game. So that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles. It's the same kind of mindset. Like we'll see what happens for my guys, but what happened in that Tampa Bay game, the defense was just like, whatever, he's a backup quarterback.
Yeah, because Jared Goff looks shook. I don't know what's wrong with him. So
his thumb is busted, man.
Yeah, but he's looked shook since week 10. He's been shook for a while. Okay. I had to do like a film thing with my boys as the Niners, and I do a film thing for like watching the Niners play the Rams. In that game, bro, he looked super shook. So I don't know if Sean McVay's like yelling at him on the sideline and he's getting in his head, he's losing his confidence or something, bro. There's something wrong with him in his brain. Like, I don't know.
Well, but, a fun statistic that I had looked up here this week.
Yeah.
Actually today, now that you mentioned the San Francisco 49ers, did you know that they led the league in the fewest missed tackles? They had 68 missed tackles all season long. So he might have been shook because he knew if he got hit, he was going down.
Maybe, bro. And he, you got Tom. He's the best.
Tom was Tom, man. He did Tom. What he needed to do. I think that scary. They had a little bit of stress in that game, but that was a good defense that he played against. That defensive front, Chase Young really didn't get to him. He had like two, maybe three times that Brady felt Chase Young on his back. But other than that, they didn't get as much pressure as I thought they were going to.
So I'm saying, man, he looked really good, and that whole team looked really good. And then AB starting to look really good. They're dangerous, bro. That's danger. That's some dangerous team right there. I'm telling you that.
A dangerous team that's going up against the team that they have lost to twice.
Well, we'll see. They're not the same team. They are not the same team.
Hard to beat a team three times.
I'll tell you that right now, Chris. They're not the same team. Let's just say that. All right. Ravens versus Titans. So Tannehill didn't have play action, and they put up 13 points. This basically explains Ryan Tannehill's performance.
40 yards from Derrick Henry.
And then the play action's gone, and Ryan Tannehill's throwing interceptions. He's like, it's so predictable.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what happened when they played the Packers. So, I mean, Derrick Henry got more yards. I don't like some of the decisions they made. I mean, you got 4th and 2. You don't think Derrick Henry's going to fall forward for 2 yards?
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't know. I don't know how you don't. I don't know how you don't give him the ball more than what was it? Did he get 18 carries?
Yeah,
I think it's he needs to be over 40. He needs to be over 25 carries in a playoff game.
Well, I mean, they tried, bro, but you keep getting stuffed, bro.
It's Derrick Henry. He ran for 2,000 yards this year. You give the man 25.
He's not Eric Dickerson, bro. This is not the 85. You can't just give the ball 80 times. Just keep getting it.
Dude, what happened?
It was like 38 all the time.
He had the touchdown run in overtime to seal the game. He went 60 yards. He went more than 60 yards.
But you know what I mean? Like they couldn't even like establish it in the first place to even get him going. Because every time they tried, it was their stuff. And then they had to get to the point where like, okay, if we try again on second down and we get stuff, we're on 3rd and long with Ryan Tannehill. So then we have to pass here to make sure we get some yards so we can keep it on 3rd and short for Tannehill.
Well, you know what I didn't see a lot of that you should see against teams that blitz the way that the Ravens do?
Right.
Screen passes. Where's the quick pass to A.J. Brown on the outside? Where's the screen pass that to out of the backfield?
Everything's built around Derrick Henry and play action. So when the Titans can't play action, they're done.
You still have some basics of an offense that you should be able to run at least two screen passes.
They are basing everything. Everything the Titans do is based off running the ball with Derrick Henry.
Sure.
And then play action with Ryan Tannehill. That's all they do. And I mean, and then if you get him out of that, they lose. Simple stuff. I mean, you saw it too with the Packers game. You get him if you stop Derrick Henry, and you get. You can make Ryan Tannehill play quarterback.
Yeah,
you see a different guy. You don't see the guy when he's 4th and just an 8 yard per attempt and 8 yards per attempt throw, 33 touchdowns, 6 picks, 4. You know all this crazy stats he's putting up.
Yeah,
yeah. It's take away Derrick Henry and them stats are the same. That's why I'm kind of nervous. I mean, if Arthur Smith leaves. I mean, what happens to Tanny? That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm wondering at this point. Like, because he's definitely a stat
he's a scheme quarterback. Fit.
Yeah, he's a scheme fit. He's a scheme fit quarterback.
He's a scheme fit
for sure. Oh, for sure. So what did you think of Lamar's performance, Chris?
I think it's been what it has been for the entire season.
Yeah.
In the first half, he was pressing so hard. He was pressing so hard. He was trying to find somewhere to escape to. He wasn't going through his reads. He was going to his first option and then ducking his head down and looking for somewhere to escape.
Yeah.
And he managed to do it. He ripped off that monster TD run.
Yeah.
After that point, I think he felt a little bit more comfortable. But I'm not seeing the guy that we saw in college. I'm not seeing the guy that we saw last year when he won. Yeah. Was it last year he won the MVP?
Yeah.
It's not the same quarterback.
I thought he passed outside the numbers pretty good this past game. I thought they were daring him to, and he did it. And I think that was the difference in the game. I mean, it wasn't like deep downfield, but I mean, he didn't
do it in the first half. It wasn't until they took that lead.
Yeah, but in the second half, they did. They adjusted because the Titans were seriously daring them. They were daring them to throw outside. They were like, the way their corners were lined up and how they were playing off, they were like, throw outside. And he did. He did it. So, I mean, it wasn't like the most explosive.
I don't think it would have been enough if the running game was in trouble. The running game came to life.
Yeah, that's true.
His escapability, his pure talent, the guy is just – an unbelievable athlete, but that's not the guy that we saw coming out of college.
Yeah. I think that guy's still there. I think Greg Roman just sucks with passing. That's what I think. I think they need a passing coordinator. That's what
I would love to see Lamar be able to get to what he was, because this season he was not the guy that I saw last year.
Yeah. Cause you know, Kurt Warner was, he did a breakdown of Greg Roman's, offense was just going off. He was just pissed just watching it. So spacing and all that stuff. Like how is he helping out Lamar? Like he's angry. So I think there's something to that, you know, and you know.
Yeah.
So but I mean I think it's gonna be a good matchup with the Bills this week. Bears versus Saints, you know, Mr. Trubisky.
We washed our hands of that game so quickly. Yeah. So
Nickelodeon MVP, Nickelodeon's most valuable player, Mr. Trubisky.
That's incredible. I'll tell you what, they did a good job with the Nickelodeon broadcast. I did watch basically the entire second half on Nickelodeon. I did.
Yeah, Nate Burleson's good though. But
Nate Burleson did really well. I loved how he kept talking about some of that old school Nickelodeon stuff to keep the audience engaged.
Yeah, but it was just funny that he won that award, like Pro Football Reference. They like put it on
there. They put it on there. I saw that.
He's the one-time MVP. Well,
the Bears continued to Bears, because after it's all said and done, they're bringing back both Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy.
And they might bring back Trubisky.
They might bring back Trubisky. So I'm happy with what happened to the Bears. I'm happy with what's going to happen to the Bears.
Why is he so bad?
You know, how do you think Khalil Mack feels about leaving the Raiders now?
Why does he feel so bad? Why is he so bad, man? Like, why did he run out of bounds on fourth down? Like, what was he thinking?
He doesn't know what to do, man. Like, he played quarterback for one season in North Carolina, and he got drafted as the – I'm still in shock. I'm still in shock of that decision.
At the end of the day, though, the Saints offense didn't look too impressive. I know the Bears defense is good, but the Saints offense didn't look too. That's why we'll get into that.
You know what? You know what they looked? They looked uninspired. They looked like a team that knew they were at home. They knew that they weren't going up against any type of offense against them. I don't think they really prepared or worked as hard as they will this next weekend.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on. Let's move on to that one. Let's talk about that one. Brown Steelers, which is ugly.
God, ugly is an understatement. Steelers, an absolute understatement.
Steelers. We all should have known the first snap. Once the snap goes over the head, the first snap, and it's a touchdown. You're getting blown out. This is just, and then they turned the ball over like the next drive. Yeah, it was just. Man, the Browns didn't even have to do anything. They just showed up when they won, basically.
Yeah. They went up 28-0 and then got to run the football. And they're playing with like
just see it's just
offensive linemen who they literally picked up the day before.
Yeah, they still got a really good line, bro. I don't want to hear that crap that they're trying to push. That
the one guy is next to four Pro Bowlers. Like, shut up. Like, I don't.
Hey, I don't want to hear. They're the number one rated rushing and passing offensive line in the NFL.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that. I don't care. Baker's out back there making sandwiches. He's been back there making sandwiches all year.
Baker is in the back half of the season and into the playoffs. 14 touchdowns, one interception.
Yeah, but he's Ryan Tannehill, bro. I don't want to hear that. Let's see Baker when they can't run the football. Let's see how good Baker is. If they don't run the football and Baker sits there and drops back and he just hangs with Patrick Mahomes, I'll give him all the props in the world. But until then, I'm not feeling it. Because Baker can whip it, man. He can whip it in a good Kyle Shanahan type of offense. So that, you know, he's doing play action, he's bootlegging, get him out on the outside, get him some good looks. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's a talented quarterback. Kevin
Stefanski knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's a talented quarterback. I mean, you get him put in a position. I just don't think he could play quarterback good enough where you're not helping him. I just think if it's time for him to sit back and drop back and read the field and, you know, do that. You know, if you switch it up, or, you know, you show cover two, you show too high one snap and you switch to cover one, is he going to make the right decision without play action? That's my type of thing. That's my thing. Okay. Always thing with Baker. So we'll see. We'll see with Baker. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, hashtag. We'll see. There it is.
The Steelers suck, man. That's basically what it was. They fooled everybody. They are trash. They're a trash team. Not on defense, though. I don't know what happened with their defense, but their offense was just trash, bro. So trash, trash, trash. So college football weekend. Get to these other topics pretty quick. College football weekend. Alabama wins again. What's new?
Before we go there, we got to talk Big Ben.
Well, okay, what about Big Ben? What about it?
Just we got into Baker and how we feel about him.
Yeah.
Big Ben done? Does he call it a career?
He should.
His offensive coordinator's gone.
He should, bro. I gotta see. Like, what is? We've seen enough, Ben. I've seen enough. You're good, bro. Just. I mean, you're going to the Hall of Fame, bro. He's all right. You're going to.
You sure? What happens if they draft Najee Harris? You think Ben goes, or do you think he says? Because Juju's not coming back.
You don't think Juju's
got a young? No, I don't think Juju's coming back. Not the way that the season ended for him. He was kind of in the middle of a lot of that stuff. Not that I love Juju. He led the team with receptions. I think he had 97 receptions on the year.
Yeah,
he's a phenomenal receiver. But I just don't. They have so many cap problems. They have so many issues with putting a team together. I don't think that you can realistically bring him back, especially with the young talent that they have on the outside. Okay. So I think Juju's a cap casualty. Maybe Big Ben comes back, but Big Ben could be a cap casualty. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, they need Ben to retire because, you know, he's like a $41 million cap hit or something like that. Well, they need him to retire if he's going to leave, but I don't see him playing well anymore. I just don't see what he could do. I mean, he can't really.
They hit him the entire season. They hit him. They hit him with the fast pass attack. So it was really interesting.
His game ain't the same. He can't do any of his stuff that he wants to do anymore. So I don't see it. I don't see it. I think he's done, in my opinion. Just walk into the sunset, bro. Your team went 12-4. You finished off. Yeah, you lost to the Browns. Maybe that's not how you want to go out, but come on, man. You know, I mean, maybe times have changed. You know, let it go, bro. That's how I look at it. Let it go. All right, Chris.
Let's talk
to college football. Alabama wins again. Ohio State.
Did you think that wasn't going to happen?
No, of course I did. I knew it was going to happen. I mean, I've watched college football all year. It was pretty easy to see.
Yeah. No, I felt that way too. I got Bama at minus eight. I was like, this is the easiest money that I made all year long.
Yeah, bro. What did they think was going to happen?
Everybody's riding the hype, Justin Fields hype train, watching Ohio State give it to Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Clemson was looking past him. I really do.
You think Clemson was looking past him?
I do.
I don't know. I don't think Clemson was that good. I think Clemson, I mean, they lost to Notre Dame. I don't think Clemson was that good.
Well, they didn't have Trevor Lawrence when they lost to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
They beat him in the AFC championship or the ACC championship game.
Yeah,
so.
But I don't know. I don't know. I don't think Clemson was like that good of a team. They just had a really good college quarterback. That's what I think.
They definitely did.
And when the really, really good college quarterback didn't play well, they lost. They couldn't make up for it in other areas. True. That's so, true. I don't think Clemson was that good. I think they would have got destroyed by Alabama too, because you can't stop Bama. I mean, who are you stopping? Where are you going? Even that little Michi guy, nobody even knows.
He's I know people. He probably only had like three catches though. They were big catches, but
they're killing everybody. So they're murdering everybody all season. I don't think anybody gave him a game all year. I'm trying to think.
I don't think I can disagree with you.
I mean, Georgia was the closest, but then Georgia ended up losing by 14 anyway. So
yeah.
Nobody gave him the game all year, so they killed everybody. So it was kind of it was bound to happen. It was kind of weird. But, you know, Justin Fields, I think Justin Fields helped himself out a lot still.
Absolutely. I think he takes back that second rating for the QB position. I can't believe people are putting the Zach – in front of him. That's still mind-numbing to me.
Consistent. Yeah, they consistently put him in front of him.
And, you know, I can't understand that.
I can kind of see why after watching it. I could see it. I can see why. I just can't. I still don't think he sees the field that well. But
no. And I just – when your biggest game of the year ended up being against Coastal Carolina and you lost, I got a problem.
You got a problem with that?
I had a big problem with that.
See, you know, his tape is interesting. Zach Wilson, I watched some tape with him. And, you know, one game, it's like, oh, my God, he was like a first-round pick. And then another game, the game against Houston, he was just missing. He's just missing too many guys for me. Missing too many. I mean, this is not complex NFL coverages. This is college. I don't think you should be missing guys. That's just my opinion. If you're a first-round pick, you shouldn't be missing like easy concepts that are post and digs, and the safety takes the post. Like, where do you go to the ball? You go to the dig. Like, come on, bro. That's just like, to me, that's just like stuff you can't miss. And then, like, he had this flea flicker that I'll never forget the flea flicker. He had a flea flicker pass, Chris. And, you know, there's two options on the play. There's a post and there's a go route on it, right? And the post was like wide open. I could have threw it to the post and scored a touchdown. That's how open he was. And he just didn't even look there. He just stared down the other guy and then threw it up to grabs. And the other guy caught it. But he was like, it was a 50-50 ball. And the other guy next to him was just like hey. Like, I don't know how you don't see that. I don't know how you know your progression in the flea flicker. Like, and he had time. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, quarterbacks are rough, but like, if I'm going to put you that high, I need you to be able to find that flea flicker.
You know, as somebody who has played football with you, Marcus, and watched you throw the football, saying that you can make that throw, that means that guy was wide.
I could have made that throw. I could have. I believe it.
I got to give you some grief there.
No, but I believe it. I don't care. Like, that dude was wide open, bro. He was open. No, he might have had to come back for it, but he had time. He had time to come back and get it.
He had time. All right. Okay. All right. You know what I'm going to say here when it comes to Zach Wilson? I'm going to comp him to Daniel Jones and Mitch Trubisky.
I think there's a little bit to that. I think he has more talent than both of them, though. He anticipates, though. See, that's why he's a confusing eval, because he anticipates and he does that really well. But it's just like, because every once in a while you're like, that's not good though.
But then I'm gonna throw in a little Dwayne Haskins then.
Oh, are you going to throw Dwayne Haskins?
We're gonna push all three of them together.
I think that fits a little better because Dwayne Haskins needs to anticipate too, but. Zach Wilson does anticipate really well. He's a pretty good arm. I wouldn't say it's a cannon, but it's a good arm.
He's just a little reckless too. And I just feel like that he had one of the best offensive lines in the country, which is a big factor.
And they played against, they didn't play against anybody. So
he had a great
offense. I mean, don't get me wrong, I was very, very high on Coastal Carolina. I enjoyed their season. And yeah. I think if there was ever a team to deserve an opportunity in like the Coastal Carolina and Cincinnati are the main reason why there should have been a 16 team playoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are my two main reasons for that needing to be a thing.
You know, but you know, Justin Fields, he played really well against Clemson. I mean, he wasn't that well against Alabama, but he has kind of same issues too. He's trouble seeing the field.
Yes, you beat me to that point. I mean, that's another offense that they don't. That's not a progression. You don't read through a progression in that offense. It's schemed for the ball to go to a specific place every single time.
Yeah, that too. But it's also more complex offense than Clemson's, which I'm Trevor Lawrence talks going to bother me all year because nobody's going to evaluate him. So that's the thing.
He's getting compared to Andrew Luck.
Nobody's going to evaluate him, bro. Like nobody. Like I saw that. I have a perfect example of nobody evaluating. So this QB guy I follow, he does quarterback stuff all the time. You know, I mean, he's all right. I mean, he has a lot of misses, but whatever. He did. he was doing a breakdown of Trevor Lawrence, and Trevor Lawrence had this play, you know, where he had a slant and he had a seam with the slant. Okay, now the slant was his first read. And we know we talked about this, Chris. We talked about his first reads, right? We talked about him locking down. So he goes to the slant. The slant comes to play, but the linebacker, reading his eyes, kind of goes back to the slant. So Trevor Lawrence hitched about five times. Then on the fifth hitch, Chris. So
went to the seam.
So I'm telling you, it's like this. And then the fifth hitch, he goes to the seam, he's getting hit, and then he misses it. But the dude's wide open. Come on, man. Come on, bro. That's not Andrew Luck. I'm sorry. That's not Andrew Luck. And sure, can that be fixed? Yeah, that can be. It's fixable. I think things like that are fixable. But let's chill. Let's chill out. Let's just say that this dude is super talented, and he's a talented prospect. Let's not get into, like, the Andrew Lucks and the Peyton Mannings.
They're crowning him. They're crowning him.
See, and I think that's my thing.
I think he's hearing it. I think he's really, because I don't think he ever felt that he needed to do anything special this season.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he knew he was the number one pick. Yeah, and I think that plays into him staring down his options, like you have pointed out. And I'm curious if there is is he going to take it to that next level, like Andrew Luck, like Peyton Manning, like John Elway, like all these big, huge college prospects that are kinged the quarterback of the decade. Does he go to that next level is where it's going to be interesting to see. It's really going to be interesting.
I just want to see him go to second progression. I haven't seen in 3 years. So I've been waiting. So I mean, it's to me, like, freshman year is like, okay, you're a freshman. Sophomore year is, I mean, I guess it's just your sophomore. Junior year, I'm like, that's where I was at with him. I mean, like, if I feel like
you
that's
think
like
they his, were just, go ahead. Do you think the talent around him was just too good? Like, they just dominated everybody on sheer athletic ability because of how simple the offense was, that he never really needed to put the time in to do anything extra?
See, that's the question you got to ask yourself. Like, can he do it? He just did it, or is that a thing? Is he gonna come in the NFL and stare down people and throw picks? Mm-hmm. Which is a possibility.
It is a possibility.
That is an issue that he likes to stare down stuff and he doesn't go through his progressions. We're all going to ignore it, so we'll find out week one in the NFL.
How we started the year with Fields and Lawrence being the two mega prospects, like talking about them going 1 and 2, and here we are, and we're like, they're going to go 1 and 2, but like, should they go 1 and 2?
It's his difference. I think Lawrence should go 1.
I do too.
I think Fields, I still think they're really good quarterback prospects. They're just not like, I don't think Lawrence is a generational quarterback prospect. That's just my opinion. I don't think he's generational. I don't think he's Andrew Luck at all.
Okay.
No. Is he? I'm not even gonna say what I was gonna say, but if he like he just is not like he's just a talented. He can move. He's quick. He's a cannon. He can run. You know, he's tall. He's got the size. It's more about that embracing. And then he played for Clemson. He won some national championships. But I don't think anybody's gonna evaluate him. So it's just pointless. A pointless conversation to me.
I mean, there's zero reason for him to go to the combine. Zero.
Exactly. What is he? There's zero reason for him to do anything because nobody's gonna evaluate him. He's already been crowned.
He's the number one pick. He's the number one pick.
And people are gonna call you an idiot if you say anything bad about him. So like, he's just not, you know. So it's pointless. It's not even like a debate. But I'm just wondering how he's gonna look week one in the NFL. That is my thing. I mean, so I'm always wondering here.
All right. So, how do you feel about Mac Jones? Is this another product of the talent around him?
I watched Mac a couple times this last couple of days because I only got to two of them so far. I watched Mac. Yesterday I watched a couple games, and you know, he's a really smart quarterback. I'm done with the weak arm guys. I can't do it. Joe Burrow, Tua, that's enough.
He can't move.
His arm is just it's not there, Chris. It's not an NFL arm at all. Like Joe Burrow got away with it.
That kills me. If you're gonna say that he doesn't have an NFL arm and he just won the national title, he
doesn't, Chris. I've watched it. I was watching it. He doesn't have an NFL arm. He doesn't. He does not have that arm that he could just drive it to wherever he wants to. You see, he's gonna need to be schemed.
That drives me insane, man. Like, how do you have no arm and you're playing the quarterback position at Alabama?
It's good enough for college football. That's why. It's good. He has a good culture bar, but like an NFL arm,
it's not there.
No, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
I think it just floats too much.
He's still gonna get drafted in the first round. We're gonna see We're gonna see six quarterbacks go in the first round.
Who's the other guys?
Trey Lance.
Okay.
Kyle Trask. Zach, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence. We're gonna have six in the first round. It's gonna happen.
I go four. I'm gonna go four right now. I'm gonna go four.
You think Mac and Trask are second rounders?
Second and third.
Oh, you think Trask is gonna go third round?
I think Trask go third round.
Well, both of those guys will be at the combine, and somebody's got to go to the Senior Bowl. So
yeah, I think Trask is going to the Senior Bowl. Because Mac's only a redshirt junior.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's only a senior. Huh. Yeah, but he announced.
Well, he declared. Yeah, he declared today.
So obviously somebody's selling his first round pick, but I think somebody's lying to him. So he's reading too many mock drafts. That's what I think. You can't move, Mac. You can't move. Somebody needs to tell you that. Like you are the definition of a second round pick at this point. Like, you can't move. You anticipate, you're very accurate, like, because he's deadly accurate. Like, he is accurate.
I know, they wouldn't shut up about how accurate he was in the title game.
He's accurate, Chris. Like, he could put the ball wherever the hell he wants to put the football. But it's just, it floats there. That's all.
I'll tell you what, it don't matter, Marcus. The NFL quarterbacks never go where they're graded. They always go in the first round.
I know, but somebody's going to reach on Mac because he's a winner. All right, Chris, so we're getting late on time here. So let's hit these
Let's go to the important stuff, Marcus.
Let's get to these playoff picks, man. Let's get to these divisional round picks. We know where you're going with the Packers, so we'll just have my pick.
Yeah, my guys.
Yeah, I know. We'll just go with my pick. I'm going to go Packers, too, still. But I do think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be like 24-17, 17-10.
I think the weather's going to – and I think the main reason that the Packers getting the one seed plays a huge factor in this game. I think the Colts is going to slow down the Rams immensely. Throwing a football in cold weather sucks. Having your hands exposed like that, having your hand exposed when your throwing hand thumb is jacked up is even worse.
Yeah.
Jared Goff is going to struggle immensely.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure his thumb will go numb by like the second quarter.
They're going to be in trouble. So I very seriously think that Bortles ends up in this game.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I think Bortles shows up.
I'm going 17-10. I think it's going to be 17-10. Ooh. Packers.
Well, did you know that if you're going to keep the score low like that, if it's under 20 points, if the Rams allow less than 20 points, they're 8-0 this year.
Well, they're not going to score 10 points. So I'm just –
I'm telling you, it's time for a loss.
I'm saying I'm telling you. it's good. I'm telling you, Chris, it's going to be 17-10. That's what I 100% believe it is going to be.
Well, I think there's going to be at least 24 points on the board by the Packers.
Yeah, I know you got faith, bro. I'm telling you.
I got faith.
They're going to put Jalen on Devontae.
Jalen's never played in the cold either, and he's a physical guy, and Devontae, he's got the finesse ability to keep his hands off of him.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to give him all the trouble that he has, but you know what I'm saying? I don't think you're going to score that many points. That's all I'm saying. You guys are going to get a lot of stops. I mean, the Rams only give up a score on 27% of their drives. It's going to be tough for you guys.
It's going to be, I'm looking forward to the matchup.
If you get the 24, it's because the defense gave you guys, put you guys in that position.
Pick or a turnover.
I just don't think you guys are go up and down the field on them that much. It's gonna be tough. I think this is a real tough game.
It's the best matchup for Pro Football Focus. Yeah. It's your number one defense versus your number one offense.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man. Then we got Bucks versus Saints, Chris. Tom Brady versus old man Brady.
It's tough to beat a team three times in a season. It's tough to do it.
I'm going Bucks on this one. I think it's Bucks by a lot.
We made the mistake. Was it last year or the year before? And we talked about it in the last podcast when we said the Chargers were going to take out
Tom Brady,
the Patriots, and Tom Brady. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not betting against Tom Brady. I can't do it. We've done it before. It didn't end well. It did not end well.
No, I'm with you. And I need my Tom Brady and Lambeau NFC Championship game. So I need the football guys to make that happen. Need it.
I don't want to see that. I really.
I know you don't, but
I'd really rather it be New Orleans.
Because you know Drew Brees is not gonna be able to throw in the cold. You know that. No. That's why, Chris. Yeah. You know it.
I know.
It's not gonna happen. You know that's a win. Yeah, you know Tom is coming to play in the cold. He's at home.
I don't want it, man. I don't want that noise. But I'm not betting against it. That's for sure.
And he'll take pride in taking out Aaron. That's probably like something he's probably been thinking about. Like, if I take out Aaron, then I took out all.
Then they
the
can't
pros.
Talk about. Yeah, then they gotta call me. They gotta call me the GOAT. They gotta. Yeah, I'm with you. I can't pick against them. I can't, bro.
I just can't.
My heart wants to in the worst way possible.
I think him and AB, like, I think AB's about to start.
He's yeah
in that clutch stuff that he used.
He's been looking good, and he's got Gronk that's used to the. That team's just. Thank God that the defense is not that good.
AB's playing the cold too, bro. I'm just telling you.
I know him, AB, and Gronk, like all the important guys. Like, thank God Leonard Fournette's never played in the cold.
The important guys, they've all played the cold, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, but I just don't see Drew Brees and them like doing enough. I just see Drew Brees. Just,
man, they stomped them. They absolutely stomped them last time. That defense showed up and gave Tom hell, and they forced them out of any type of run offense, made them one dimensional, and Drew and that offense went up and down the field. So I'm not ruling them out by any means.
I'm not ruling them out. You know, the only thing I think AB is the difference here. I think AB is the difference because I think Mike Evans gets Marshall Lattimore's he destroys Mike Evans. I don't know what that's about. There's something personal there. I don't know, but he destroys him. So
that is a fantastic matchup to watch.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's kind of like that matchup's like Mike Evans ain't doing nothing in this game, and that's kind of the problem that Tom Brady usually has. Is that Mike Evans is totally just wiped out for Saints games. Totally wiped out.
Yeah.
right? Yeah. So he's totally wiped out, but then AB's here now. And AB stepping up. I think that's the difference. I think AB is gonna, that was a sneaky, sneaky thing that they did, I think. God, I hate Tom.
It's gonna be a good, I'm looking forward to that game almost as much as I am the Packer game.
Yeah, me too. The Bills Ravens is gonna be a great game too, man. Bills Ravens.
Saturday's the best day of football. I'm sorry. Yeah. For me, that's the best day of football.
Bills versus Ravens. Oof.
Ravens.
You're going Ravens on this
one? I don't like how Josh Allen finished the last game. I really don't. And I'm sorry, but if there's a secondary that's gonna shut down Diggs, it's the Ravens secondary.
So this game to me is not more as much Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen. It's more Josh Allen versus the Blitz. So,
well, that's what all the big talking heads are saying too. And I was checking the stats. Josh Allen's played well against the Blitz.
Yeah, he has. He has played well against the Blitz. He has played well. And that's what I'm saying. But, you know, I mean, they're going to blitz him a lot still. And it depends on what happens and how he handles the Blitz. I know he's been playing really well against it, but, you know, playoff is just a little bit faster. It's a little bit.
And not only that, I think there's specific matchups that just you don't fare well against. And last time that the Ravens and the Bills played each other, he got sacked 6 times.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? But that was a year ago. He's a different quarterback right now.
I think the difference for him has been Diggs. Diggs is the number one reason that he's been able to perform at the level that he has, because that is one of the best wide receivers in the game right now. And you can make mistakes throwing those guys the ball because they're going to go and find it and get it anyway. He caught 127 passes this year. Is that correct? I'm pretty sure that's the number. 127. He led the league. He led the league there. I'm pretty sure he led the league in yards as well.
Yeah, he did.
I'm sorry. When you got a weapon like that, you can make a – just close your eyes and throw it near him, and he'll come down with the ball. I don't think he's going to be able to do that against the Ravens defense. I think Josh Allen is going to severely struggle in this game. The only way that it stays close, in my opinion, is if there's snow on the ground, because Lamar's never played in that environment, and he's going to go back to the first read, try and run around like he did in the first half of the Titans game. So it makes me nervous, but at the same time, I think the Ravens, I don't think this is going to be as close as everybody else does.
It's hard for me because the Bills can't stop the run either. They're like one of the worst run defenses in the league. This one's tough for me, but I'm taking
the over and the Ravens.
I'm leaning Bills because I don't know. I just feel like Josh Allen's going to do it. So I feel like Josh Allen's going to keep them in the game, and he's going to burn them enough that, you know, I don't know. Something's telling me. I think the Ravens.
There's going to be a lot of scoring in this game.
But something telling me that Josh Allen's not going to let them. He's not going to let them lose. I guess that's kind of how I kind of feel about it right now. Not yet.
I go back to end of game. Josh Allen's biggest win with a last minute drive was against the Rams at the beginning of the year, because of a pass interference call that was not a pass interference, and then got another shot at the end zone. He's not a closer for me. I'm sorry.
I think he is. So just out of the,
so we, I'm are going we, Bills. Are we, we're split, you're going
I'm
Bills.
Split. I'm going Bills. On
this. All right.
I'm
so going we to go split, Bills. We split on this one. Okay. 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 Okay.
I'm going on Bills on that one. All right. And then we got the last one, which I think we're both going Chiefs on this one. Browns versus Chiefs.
We are. But take the points if you can with the Browns.
Yeah.
This was going to be trouble. I think this ends up being like the Falcons Chiefs game earlier this season.
See, I think this game's interesting because Chiefs can't stop the run and their line sucks. And what is the Browns' strength? Run the ball.
It's that run that ball, man.
And pass rush.
Myles Garrett.
So this game, but I just don't think they're gonna stop Patrick Mahomes for 4 quarters. So
no, I don't either. I'm sorry.
So we might get like 2 great quarters. We might go into the game, like we might go in the half, no, like it's gonna, 17-3.
This is coming down to the fourth quarter. This is coming down to the fourth quarter. I think the Chiefs are sick of hearing people tell them that how mediocre they've been for the back half of the season. But I also think the Browns are getting. Everybody's leaving them in the dust, just like they did against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a close game all the way through. That's why I think it's going to be like the Falcons Chiefs. It's basically the Falcons Chiefs game from earlier this year. That's where it is for me. This is probably the one game that I think ends up in overtime.
Overtime. See, I think the Browns get on top quick and then lose like 35-10. That's what I think this game is good.
Ooh.
They get Denzel Ward back, the Golden State Warriors third quarter just comes, you just aren't ready for it. You just buzzsaw.
You know what? I could see that too.
Like you think you're in the game. Then it's just boom, everything's over.
Maybe Bills Ravens ends up in overtime too. I don't know. All these games could end up in overtime. Yeah. These are the best matchups that we've had this entire year. There's no game where I'm looking at it going, that's a blowout. There's no way that this doesn't happen.
I don't know. I think the Chiefs Browns will do a lot.
I'm not with you on that one.
I'm going 35-17.
I'm not with you on that one.
I'm going 35-17 Chiefs.
Ooh. I'm thinking like a 24-22.
I think the Browns are going to come out hot. They are, but then I'm telling you, it's just not going to.
Run the ball, Patrick Mahomes. This is another. When Brady went in there and they just kept the ball away from Patrick the entire time, and Brady was the last one with the ball in that game. I don't think it's going to end up the same way, but I got that feel. I got that feel with the way that they run the football. The Chiefs
defense is way better now. And
yeah, but the way that they run the football and the way that offensive line is for Cleveland, I think they're going to be able to have a little bit more control than people think.
See, because to be honest, in my personal opinion, I don't think you can beat you can't beat the Chiefs depending on the run. You're not going to beat them doing that. You're not. You have to be able to pass the football and do it well to beat them. If you can't pass the football and do it well, you could try to run the ball, you try to control the clock, but Patrick Mahomes don't need a lot of time. So he could score in 2 minutes.
He could score in 30 seconds. Let's calm down, okay?
That's what I'm saying. So like it doesn't, like you control the clock all game, but it don't matter if you give up that one. He's all it takes is one play to Tariq Hill to get behind your guy.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so like,
as long as he can stay clean, because Miles Garrett's coming for him.
So Baker Mayfield's gonna have to have he's seriously gonna have to have the game of his life. He's gonna have the game of his life.
The game of his life was against Tennessee this season. We saw it happen.
Tennessee's one of the worst defenses in the NFL. So I don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, we got all our picks here. You know, you went through a lot of topics.
We gave him a lot today.
We did hit him with a lot. So, you know, we appreciate everybody listening. Make sure you hit subscribe button. Like I said, if it's your first time listening, subscribe on iTunes, download on Spotify. You know, you found us there. If you want to look us up on Spotify, Little Pocket Awareness is where you'll find us. Follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1. Instagram, same thing, ALPA_QB1. Facebook, hit the like button, Little Pocket Awareness. Follow me at the Mark John NFL. Follow Chris at King Manelos. Any last words, Chris?
Tell us what you think, guys. Let's hear from you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Don't have the plays go up and then tell us, okay? That's what I'm saying. All right. All right. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.